Good day and welcome to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, reporting in to, through, with RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. This is a really exclusive presentation. Texas, you do it right with your grand jury. I'm thankful for you setting a stellar example with your civil and your criminal, especially grand juries. And we're also, I'm still looking into getting the public records for the Nicholas Cruz and the Scott Ralph Peterson indictments. I'm just looking for those, doing a records request, helping some attorneys and other folks that, you know, if you're wise, you'll work with me. Don't try to work against me because you're just against yourself. I'm here to help you. And here's a big fat envelope from Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. And this is probably some self-authenticating evidence. This is probably some empirical evidence regarding the wrongs and their trespass technology. And as much as I would love to just be grateful and thankful, I'm going to give you the dirty details, and they're not done dirt cheap. These whores have heaped up treasure in the last days. So I'm going to be reading the book of James, and I'll get to this documentation cockabaloney in a bit here. I apologize for getting interrupted with all of these who are just here to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Oh, but I'll touch on that too. But those aren't the most important things of the day. And so I'm going to go ahead and open up the show, picking up with Amos chapter 4. And go ahead and review 1 through 3 on your own. It's a great time of year to get your reading in, to get caught up during those few precious daylight hours. Use it wisely. There's few things more evil than the digital LED lighting. It's so artificial. It's so artificially unintelligent. So I'm going to pick up here, Amos chapter 4. Hear this word, ye kine of Bashan, that are in the mountain of Samaria, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, which say to their masters, with a capital B, bring and let us drink. The Lord God hath sworn by his holiness that, lo, the days shall come upon you that he will take you away with hooks, and your posterity with fish hooks. And ye shall go out at the breaches, every cow at that which is before her, and ye shall cast them into the palace, saith the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress at Gilgal, multiply transgression, and bring your sacrifices every morning and your tithes after 3 years, and offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings. For this liketh you, O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord God. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also, I have withholden the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew. When your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer worm devoured them. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of your camps to come up into your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formeth the mountain, and createth the wind, and declares unto man what is his thought, that makes the morning darkness, and treads upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. Amos chapter 5. Amos is the herdman, the southerner from Tekoa. Hear ye this word, which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen, she shall no more rise. She is forsaken upon her land, there is none to raise her up. For thus saith the Lord God, the city that went out by 1,000 shall leave 100. And that which went forth by 100 shall leave 10 to the house of Israel. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba. For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turns the shadow of death into the morning, and makes the day dark with night, that calls for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name, that strengtheneth the spoiled against the strong, so that the spoiled shall come against the fortress. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Forasmuch therefore as your treading is upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. I'm going to read that again. That's chapter 5, verse 12. For, and this is the Lord speaking, for I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. Therefore, the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that ye may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as ye have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord saith thus, wailing shall be in all streets, and they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas. And they shall call the husbandmen to mourning, and such as are skillful of lamentation to wailing. And in all vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through thee, saith the Lord. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and Chiun, your images, the star of your, lowercase g, God, which ye made to yourselves. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. Old Testament, Amos chapter 6. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came. Pass ye unto Calneh and see, Calneva, and from thence go ye to Hamath the great, then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Be they better than these kingdoms, or their border greater than your border? Ye that put far away the evil day, and cause the seat of violence to come near, that lie upon beds of ivory, and stretch themselves upon their couches, and eat the lambs out of the flock, and the calves out of the midst of the stall, that chant to the sound of the viol, and invent to themselves instruments of music, like David, that drink wine in bowls, and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Therefore now shall they go captive with the first that go captive, and the banquet of them that stretched themselves shall be removed. The Lord God hath sworn by himself, saith the Lord God of hosts, I abhor the excellency of Jacob, and hate his palaces. Therefore will I deliver up the city with all that is in therein. And it shall come to pass, if there remain 10 men in one house, that they shall die. And a man's uncle shall take him up, and he that burneth him to bring out the bones out of the house, and shall say unto him that is by the sides of the house, is there yet any with thee? And he shall say, no. Then he shall say, hold thy tongue, for we may not make mention of the name of the Lord. For behold, the Lord commandeth, and he will smite the great house with breaches, and the little house with clefts. Shall horses run upon the rock with one plow there with oxen? For ye have turned judgment into gall, and the fruit of righteousness into hemlock. Ye which rejoice in a thing of naught, which say, have we not taken to us horns by our own strength? But behold, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, saith the Lord of God of hosts, and they shall afflict you from the entering in, of Hamath unto the river of the wilderness. And I'm going to continue in chapter 7. We have 8 and 9 to go in the book of Amos. If I hear the music, I will yield to the break. And thank you for those of you who support RBN here. Right on.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is the November 28th, 2020 edition, and we just have a few more Saturdays together in 2020. And as we round it out, I wanted to keep it sweet and not sour, but I would be in a sad state if I wasn't just pouring the truth into this world, into this life, and peace and truth and goodness. And so I'm also going to bring the harshness along with it. And in this short segment, I've been trying to locate telephone numbers of such as Sabo, unsavoryagents.com, and this is the man and his crew, and they do artwork on billboards. And I think, that this spoken word needs to be called pedophile elect instead of president elect. And Sabo is the one that did pedophile of the year for Epstein there. And then Charlie Kirk's been doing some great work and was down here with Greg, I think, Farrington, a pastor at Destiny Christian in Rockland. And Rosa Corey, I wrote a letter but didn't hear back. And so I'm just going to be looking for those telephone numbers for sure in a bit. And thanks for your help and support in contacting these people. And you may or may not have heard, but recently there's a couple of criminal, Scott Ralph Peterson and Scott Peterson. The Peterson out here is the one that murdered the wife, Lacey Peterson, and the unborn, their posterity. And apparently, the Employment Development Department, here's a terrible joke. What do you tell the Employment Development Department with two black eyes? Well, we done told them twice. And so what the EDD's been doing is mailing entire Social Security numbers, meaning without the truncated version with just the last four digits, all across California to millions of people. And then a bunch of prisoners get a hold of these numbers, and then they begin to, file false claims. So this is real serious. Pardon me. Hold on. Flip a switch here. This is False Claims Act. This is like a bunch of real serious criminal stuff. And why weren't these guys in the electric chair? And there's a few, I hate to say it, but probably some women might have been involved in this. And they're filing false claims, getting into unemployment benefits that should be going to the men and women who are out of work because of this stupidity that's going on and the Chinese bat fever. And it's just such a ridiculous time. So my advice is to press in with prayer and thanksgiving, and that whatever a man or a woman meant for evil, that God will use for good. And that we support each other, protect and defend the rights. That's what's most important. And let's see. I have so many notes going on here. It's really ridiculous. So 5G being deployed, we'll get into that. There are a number of cities and towns wherein the faked radiation poisoning coronavirus numbers are exploding, supposedly. Well, so was the deployment of the smart meter, the cell tower. AntennaSearch.com is still the best reference for locating the you know, the position, the owner, the insurance carrier. They better have it. And, oh, yeah. Got some great treasures at Savers, the thrift store. Right on. See you on the other side of this break.
Betty watches me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everything I know tells me she's everything that I could hope for. Everything I know tells me I can't let her walk away. I took my time to find the words. I hope she'd feel the same, 'cause I want someone to share my smile, to share her pain, to be there when the sea turns gray, to share her the joy, for better or worse. And I thought that it might have been her. Mm-hmm. she knows the way I saw her so light of my life. Wonder if she knows of the pain I feel tonight. I took my time to find the words. I hope she feel the same, 'cause I want someone to share my smile, to share the pain, to be there when the sea turns gray, to share the joy, for better or worse. And I thought that it might have been her.
Hey, welcome back to Trans Jury Reawakening, with a little bit of Switchfoot there for some fun play on words. The title of that song is Ben Hur, and it's cool. If you get creative, you can do a little Switchfoot with the words to suit your own situation, because I thought I might have been her. And just love the great work of and the words of Charlton Heston. And I've had to pry myself out of some cold, dead hands recently. Okay, just kidding. Well, maybe. So, welcome back. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening. Bottom of the hour, we're picking up with, I'm in the book of Amos, chapter 7, 8, and 9. This is where it gets really good. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, he formed grasshoppers in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth. And lo, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. And it came to pass that when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O Lord God, forgive, I beseech thee. By whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. The Lord repented for this. It shall not be, saith the Lord. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, the Lord God called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and did eat up a part. Then said I, O Lord God, cease, I beseech thee. By whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. The Lord repented for this. This also shall not be, saith the Lord God. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. And the high places of Isaac shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah the priest of Bethel sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos hath conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos saith, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. Also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go flee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. But prophesy not again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock. And the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel. Now therefore, hear thou the word of the Lord. Thou sayest, prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, thy wife shall be an harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters shall fall by the sword, and thy land shall be divided by line, and thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity forth of his land. Chapter 8. book of Amos, Old Testament. Thus has the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, saith the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes, yes, and sell the refuse of the wheat? The Lord hath sworn by the excellence of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall not the land tremble for this, and every one mourn that dwelleth therein? And it shall rise up wholly as a flood, and it shall be cast out and drowned, as by the flood of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in a clear day. And I will turn your feasts into mourning, and your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. They that swear by the sin of Samaria and say, thy little g god, O Dan, liveth, and the manor of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fail and never rise up again. Chapter 9, Book of Amos. I saw the Lord standing upon the altar, and he said, smite the lintel of the door, that the posts may shake, and cut them in the head, all of them. And I will slay the last of them with the sword. He that fleeth of them shall not flee away, and he that escapeth of them shall not be delivered. Though they dig into hell, thence shall mine hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down. And though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out of thence. And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea, thence will I command the serpent, and he shall bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, thence will I command the sword, and it shall slay them. Even I will set mine eyes upon them for evil, and not for good. And the Lord God of hosts is he that toucheth the land, and it shall melt. And all that dwell therein shall mourn, and it shall rise up holy like a flood, that's W-H-O-L-L-Y, and shall be drowned as by the flood of Egypt. It is he that buildeth his stories in the heaven, and hath founded his troop in the earth, he that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord? Have I not brought Israel out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saying that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among the nations like as corn is sifted in a sieve. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth? All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom, and of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord, that doeth this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. And that concludes the book of Amos. Really amazing. Would love to read the book of James, but we'll pick up on that in a future show. I need to fry some gizzards right now. Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, initials TRPA, Post Office Box 5310, State Line, Nevada, 89449. Website, trpa.org. So, what is TRPA? They're a special district, and this public records request covers, response to public records request and transmittal of documents, because I sent them a bunch of documentation and a notice that they were deploying unlawful trespassing technology. Because I'm trying to be nice to a bunch of murderous, greedy thieves and criminals. gypsies, tramps, and thieves comes to mind. So, this is a response to my public records request and transmittal of documents sent via U.S. mail dated May 1, 2019. So this is May 1st, 2019. Tahoe Regional Planning Agency received your voicemail dated April 30th, 2019. How beautiful is that? That they are documenting my voicemail notice. See? Requesting the following documents for Verizon / Epic Wireless Telecommunications Facility on the North Tahoe Fire District rooftop. Okay? This is when Senate Bill 649 was vetoed and signed by Jerry Fitzbrown, Flush It Down Brown. That was in 2017. Senate Bill 649 was the 5G, which specifically forbade any more antennas or crap on a fire station, because we love our firemen and women, and they're worth so much more than being whored out and sold out. That's right. I will share my feelings with the group. Regarding the following documents for the Verizon Epic Wireless Telecommunications Facility on the North Tahoe Fire District rooftop. Then there's some bullet points. Environmental Impact Study and Report, which, by the way, that particular document was signed by what looks like Michael Lee or somebody in El Dorado County. For the record, we are in Placer County, California. So that is a major boo-boo. Okay, here we go. Enclosed, and then there's another sentence. Enclosed, please find the documents relative to the above public public record request. TRPA hearings officer staff report for Verizon/Epic Wireless Telecommunications Facility on North Tahoe Fire District rooftop. They repeat. 288 North Shore Boulevard, Placer County, California. Assessor's parcel number 117-180-001 and or ampersand 003. TRPA file number ERSP2019-0213. This was such a miracle because I was on it like a bloodhound within days of them doing their little fraudulent stuff behind closed doors. Okay, here we go. Project review conformance checklist and article Roman numeral 5, and then in parentheses, little letter G, findings. Next bullet point. Initial environmental checklist prepared by Verizon/Epic Wireless in accordance with Chapter 4, Subsection 4.3 of the TRPA Code of Ordinances. Yeah, you can't make your own. Next bullet point. ERSP2019-0213. Approval permit. Condition 3C was added at hearings officer. We'll be back on the other side of this break of the Grand Jury Reawakening with your host, Dr. Kelly, covering some amazing documentation.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, And during, let's see, that would have been the season from 2007 up through about the middle of 2008, I got to do some volunteer work with Century, with an S, snowboards, and Moment skis. And these were the only dudes that would sponsor, you know, an old Keeler such as you got right here. And I listened to over and over and over all the Switchfoot CDs in my CD player. And one of the founders of the Great Basin Community Food Co-op said, "Wow, that's like a big ghetto blaster in your hand." You know, because they all had their little stupid tea bag things playing music, whatever. Anyway, this is the Grand Jury reawakening. And this is a prime example of where the Grand Jury needs to reawaken in Douglas County, Nevada, because that's where this place is located, 128 Market Street at Stateline, Nevada, 89449. I gave you the mailing address earlier, and I'm going to finish up this cover letter here to get it on the record. Please note that under Article 15, TRPA collects standard fees associated with the actual cost of production to the agency incurred during the processing of each public records request. TRPA will waive the fees for this request. Yeah, because I told them to. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at kwaldy@trpa.org or phone number 775-589-5206. Sincerely, Katie Waldy, TRPA Senior Management Assistant, and the enclosures. And then fading on the bottom are the words imagine, plan, and achieve. And these are the kind of perpetrators where when a man cut down two hazardous trees on his property, they tried to fine him for like $30,000. And so this super critical documentation, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 packets. The first one is the initial environmental checklist for determination of environmental impact with the associated parcel number. It's really long, so I'll skip it for now. This was received. They have their own stamp, which looks like a court stamp. It says received January 17, 2019, Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. And the project name, capital N-T, Center, capital S-C. This is the brief description of the project. This first packet is 26 pages. Oddly enough, at the bottom, dated 1-2014. This is that particular document, dated 1 or January 15, 2019, by what looks like Mike Lee in El Dorado County. Oops! This is huge. I will see you folks next week. Make sure to hit up your local thrift store. And, man, I found the police officer's serenity prayer and the peace officer's prayers and the Book of Common Prayer with all kinds of, you know, if you need a little structure to get going and learn that of a Christian men's good, which are not common. If you need a little review, if you need to pray for rain, if you need to pray for Congress, for the legislature, for missions, for those that serve out in the field, yeah, for courts of justice, this is your book. It is Magnificat, if I do say so myself. And that's in here. This is a wonderful book, looks like from the 1928. And thank you again for supporting RBN and yourself and your loved ones in this Narnar Bucket season. Write to me, Post Office Box 1624, Kings Beach, California, 96143, or call the voicemail 530-402-7007. And God bless. Thank you.
Freedoms and Liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.